Good morning. A weak disturbance is passing off to our south. It produced a few scattered clouds overnight, but enough to keep the temperature a bit higher than yesterday morning at this time when many locations were down close to zero, if not below. Instead, while we are starting out cold, most places are in the single digits and teens to start the new work week. High pressure will nose in from southern Canada and keep the weather dry and mostly sunny today as that weak disturbance squeezes out over the open Atlantic. With dry weather and sunshine, we'll have a nice recovery, and temperatures will push back through the 20s and into the lower to mid-30s on average for afternoon highs. With the high overhead, we'll have less wind than the weekend, so a bit more comfortable. And with clear skies and light winds tonight, we'll go back down into the single digits to around 10 above for overnight lows across most locations. And overnight lows tonight will go below zero in the hills and mountains. Another sunny day tomorrow and dry weather with that same high pressure center in control. Temperatures back up into the mid-30s. At this point, we'll watch a disturbance sliding across the Mississippi and Tennessee valleys emerge off the eastern seaboard as a secondary low with energy pushing into the system from the Great Lakes. The storm system will intensify along the coast and move up the eastern seaboard. The exact track of this storm will be determined by the strength of the high pressure center to our north. A stronger high would deflect the storm out over the open Atlantic with little significant weather in interior New York and New England. A little bit of a weaker high pressure center will allow the storm to take a closer approach, and parts of interior New York and New England could be on the northwest fringe of some light snow, especially across the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. It is in these areas that we have the strongest chance at getting a little bit of a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow late Wednesday and into Wednesday night. The rest of the region should stay dry, especially if the storm track is out over the open Atlantic. Either way, behind the storm on Thursday and Friday, we'll go back to blustery and colder weather with temperatures staying in the high 30s to around 40 degrees. By the weekend, it looks like another disturbance will approach with increasing clouds Saturday, another chance of some rain or snow late Saturday night and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will track from the plains eastward to the southern Appalachians and mid-Atlantic by tomorrow before it pushes offshore on the Carolina coast, and then it will deepen and track to the northeast. We talked about this system. Snow over the central plains will slowly move into parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley by tomorrow, along and ahead of the front, where warm, moist air transports northward from the Gulf that will generate showers and thunderstorms across the eastern Gulf states, eastern Tennessee Valley, and parts of the southeastern United States. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted these areas as having a slight risk for severe weather with an enhanced risk over central Tennessee and northeast Mississippi, northern Alabama, and northwest Georgia. Tornadoes, very large hail, and damaging winds are all expected with this disturbance. Heavy rain will also be possible from these storms, and a marginal risk for excessive rainfall has been issued by the Weather Prediction Center. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 13 below zero. A northwest wind at 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 16 degrees, the dew point 2. 54% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston sunny and breezy, upper 30s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 7, the average temperature 20, that's 16 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 36 inches of snow for the month and 74.9 inches for the season, which is still 20.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low 27. The record high 78 set in 2012 and the record low 10 below zero in 1967. Sunrise this morning at 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7.06 p.m. 12 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Clear skies tonight with lows near zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower single digits. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, dry today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows between 5 and 15 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clear tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the middle 30s. Increasing clouds Wednesday with the chance of light snow in the middle and lower Hudson Valley and points east into southern New England on Wednesday night, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Thursday and Friday, upper 30s to around 40. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday in the lower 40s, and another chance of rain, perhaps snow, on Sunday, highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.